Speaking of the Blackhawks, here's Jerry's uncle, Dr. Kevin Most. Good morning.
Hey, Steve. How are you guys?
I like what you did there. Yeah. Jerry is the mayor of the United Center, for those people that don't know.
And Jerry's 8 years old?
Jerry's the 7-year-old mayor of the United Center. Hey, you know what? Hey, Chicago should be very proud, too. The Wolves last night got it into the finals of the Calder Cup. So we could have a championship here. Yeah.
Pretty good. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. The weather was delightful.
Oh, yeah. I love this rain. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Next Monday, we will all assemble to support the Northwestern Foundation that Dr. Kevin Most has put on a golf outing for, I don't know, is it 30 years?
Yeah, I think it's more than 30 years, actually. And we just appreciate the support from all you guys at WGN and coming out. And it's always for a good cause. And you get to see your friends. You get to see people that, Steve, that you've had, built relationships with over the past 20 years that you've been doing it.
Well, we should talk for a second about Chris Smith. Chris Smith is one of the great stories. Speaking of our friends, Chris Smith played on the PGA Tour and has been on the PGA Tour forever. He won Westchester years and years ago. And several years ago, now, he suddenly disappeared from one of these outings we're talking about. He was out there as a guest to do probably a Beat the Pro thing. I don't remember the specifics of that day. His daughter was learning how to drive at their home in Indiana, and she had a terrible accident. And Chris's wife was killed in this car accident. And he then had his life obviously changed forever. He focused on raising his kids. Golf was not even on the agenda at that point. Well, he has played his way back. The kids are older now. They're both grown-ups, I guess, at this point, aren't they?
Oh, his kids are phenomenal. His daughter just graduated law school, and his son Cameron is doing great at IUPUI and playing a little golf there as well. So, yeah, their kids are doing great.
And Chris just qualified for the United States Senior Open.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
He's back, baby.
Yeah, he gets the U.S. Senior Open. He's a medalist there, which was really cool for the qualifier. So that's going to be a home game for him, too, since it's in Indiana. And then he also qualified for the British Senior Open. So, he's going to have a good summer. Yeah, getting back on the golf course.
Which is great. And then next week, you and I can give him a hard time about how old he is.
Absolutely.
He's joined us on the senior circuit. His circuit, of course, being the one that he plays for money.
And your good friend Kurt Byram, who you guys touch base with throughout the year, will be there as well. And we're going to bring Cam Beckman back in this year. So we'll have a good time.
Excellent. By the way, Kurt's brother Tom is playing great. And Tom's in that senior open as well.
Tom's playing great. And the reason he's not here is he is flying to Japan to play in a senior event. So
look at this. Yeah. And you thought your golf career was over? No! 50, it just restarts, man. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a shame it's over at 58, but more about that later. Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care, starts here. Dr. Kevin Most is with us on a special. And by the way, I appreciate you taking the time today because I know how busy you are. But as we exit May and head into the summer, we need to talk about our eyes. Why is eye health important? It's important anytime, but why now?
Yeah, we don't talk about eye health much, and it's shame on us for not doing it. But right now, coming into the summer, we really need to start thinking about eye protection. We don't think about wearing sunglasses too much. Like yesterday, probably wouldn't have thought about wearing it. But yet, eye protection is probably one of the most important things. Our vision is so important to us. It's so important in so many different ways, from cognitive all the way to social interactions. So we really need to make sure we take care of our eyes.
And when you say wear sunglasses, even when there might be a cloud cover above, sun damages your eyes? Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. The UV rays that damage our skin also damage the back of our eyes, can lead to earlier macular degeneration, which is a second leading cause of blindness in those over the age of 60. And it's more than eye protection. We take care of our eyes. We should make sure we're on the right diet for our eyes, that we do the right things. How many people actually go to the eye doctor? Most people go to the eye doctor when they need new contacts or when something's wrong. But we should be going to the eye doctor every 2 years to have a good eye exam done.
And a good eye exam just means like a basic physical checkup for your eyes?
Yeah, essentially, they'll dilate your eye. They'll look in the back of your eye to make sure that that all looks well, that the blood vessel's there, that the retina looks good, that there aren't any other problems that are early on that they can treat. And when I say every 2 years, I'm going to clarify that with diabetics need to go every year. The leading cause of blindness in this country is diabetic retinopathy. So diabetics need to get into their doctors every single year to get to make sure that that's treated.
Doc, when you were talking about the sunglasses, like with little kids, does a hat help or is it only sunglasses and should they be wearing them?
No, absolutely. Hats definitely help. Anything that you can block the direct sunlight to your eye is going to help. So wide-brimmed hats are great, but sunglasses are much better, obviously, if you wear a hat and sunglasses. But some people don't like sunglasses, and for them, I would definitely wear a wide-brimmed hat. It's such a slow process that the damage that you're doing that you don't notice it. Kind of like skin cancer, right? If we knew we could protect our skin and not have skin cancer, same thing with the eyes and the eye protection from the UV and UVB rates.
How about a little eyeball fun facts here? 145 million adults wear prescription eye correction. That's a lot of glasses.
That is a lot of glasses and a lot of contacts.
65% glasses, 20% in contacts. By the way, I've noticed my vision getting worse. I've never worn glasses in my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. As we age, our vision is going to worsen. So getting in to see a doctor for that is pretty important, Steve. So you may not like to wear glasses. I wore glasses for about, I don't know, a year before I finally convinced myself I could put contacts in. And I'll tell you, it'll make a huge difference in your golf game, for sure.
So I'd be able to see how terrible I am as opposed to just experience it. What are some of the statistics on the disease that's out there? I don't even know if disease is the right word, but a lot of people have cataracts, obviously.
Yeah, as we age, our cataract is a clouding of the lens of the eye. So as we age, the protein that's in there is going to start to get cloudy. If we live long enough, we almost all will get cataracts. It's the number one surgery that is being done right now. They remove that natural lens where the cataract is and put a plastic lens back in there. And you can the change in your vision is absolutely amazing, and the change in your life is amazing for seniors that didn't have vision or had poor vision and now get all their vision back. So definitely anybody who thinks they have a cataract or has cloudy vision, get into your doctor because that is something that is curable.
3 million have glaucoma in America, 50,000 cornea transplants done every year, a computer eye strain, number one source of vision complaints in the workplace, and one of every four kids does have a vision problem. Many of them aren't diagnosed in a timely fashion because you just don't think of it in regards to your kids. So you're not alone is the point. What can you do about it? We'll talk about that when we come back. It's Dr. Kevin Most, again, courtesy of Northwestern Medicine. Pursuit of better health care starts here. Dr. Kevin Most. All right, so we're talking about eye health here, and Sandberg tells me she's got an eye story for you, Doc. What is it?
I do. Today in the Chicago Tribune, there's a story about a 100-year-old doctor who is an optometrist in Northbrook, and he still works 2 days a week. Daniel Nast, he's turned 100 in February, and he practices at the Mind Eye Institute in Northbrook.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
How cool is that?
Yeah, he drives himself there, and one of the patients interviewed, she said, I knew he was old. I thought maybe 80 or 90, but 100.
Well, he must look great.
He does look good. Wow. So, yeah, he's a...
100 years ago, they didn't even have eyes. They didn't even have invented it.
I can just imagine. And he stays up on the technological advances and things, which I think is cool because you know what he's seen in 100 years?
Oh, gosh. You know, absolutely what he has seen is unbelievable.
So eyeglasses have been around since the 1300s?
Yeah. Yeah, eyeglasses were... designed, invented in the 1300s in Italy, but everyone else used to think Ben Franklin did it, but he didn't.
Typical Ben Franklin taking credit.
Yep. Well, I think because of the style. He made it a style thing.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But eyeglasses have changed dramatically. Look at now. You have glasses. People that don't want to wear sunglasses or change glasses, you have glasses that now transition as you walk out into the sun and they go back to normal. You have bifocals. You have trifocals. I mean, there's many different options for sun or for vision right now.
My father had bifocals, and I never understood what they, you know, again, I don't wear glasses. I never understood how they work. You're supposed to look through the bottom or the top?
You look through the top for distance, and you look through the bottom for reading. So you have to be smart enough to do that, which many people just get aggravated because as they walk, they'll look down and it'll get blurry, or they'll look up trying to read and they can't. So it takes a little bit of practice to get used to it, but it keeps you from needing readers as well as your eyeglasses.
Dave, you're nodding.
I wear progressives, which I think are actually a step beyond bifocals, right, Doc? I mean, that's there are three
correct.
Levels.
Yeah. Correct. Yep. So for Dave, it's important, right? He's watching the football game. He needs to be able to see the football game from the booth, but then he also has to be able to look down at his notes. Right. So for him to be switching off glasses would be terrible. He's been able to train his eyes to actually do that, which makes it a lot easier for a lot of people.
I didn't even thought about it. What about trifocals? What are those?
Exact same thing. It's just changing the distance that your vision is going to be focused on.
So I look up, middle, and down?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me ask you about a couple of products that are out there.
Are you going to ask him about chocolate? Because that's the best one.
What's the chocolate one?
Chocolate is very good for eye vision. Matter of fact.
No wonder I can see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting.
But listen to this.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know, we look at dark chocolate and we know all the health benefits. We've talked about that. But we know that if 2 hours after you eat dark chocolate, your vision improves dramatically. So if you need to do something where you need to have great vision, eat some dark chocolate 2 hours before and your vision will improve.
Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
When
we
were little, they always told us to eat carrots. And now we could be eating dark chocolate.
So is it good for night driving, too? Because that's always more difficult.
Absolutely. You know, any of that, anything, yeah.
If you're going to go out driving at night, stop by a gas station and get yourself some dark chocolate or Walgreens or whatever.
Yeah, or before we come into work in the morning. I'm going to be down in
the
chocolate.
That's a good point.
And what about dipping it in peanut butter, too?
All right, now, what about diet? Does diet matter?
Diet does matter, and it's, again, we talk about diet for a lot of things, about our heart and everything, but really diet for the eyes is important. Vitamin A, which is a vitamin that's somewhat difficult to get in your diet. Green leafy vegetables will have it in fish, but for the most part, we don't get enough vitamin A. So if you take a multivitamin, make sure you have vitamin A in it. And then also there's a chemical called lutein, which is very important for eye vision and can decrease your chance of macular degeneration in the future if you start taking it while you're younger.
I see eye drops that have lutein in them. Yeah, you like eye drops or not?
No, you know, eye drops for specific reasons are okay, right? If you have glaucoma, you need to have eye drops. If you have conjunctivitis, you need to have eye drops. If you have a dry eye syndrome, you need to have eye drops. But the people that use Visine and the people that use natural tears, really, unless their ophthalmologist told them to do that, your eye should be performing that by itself. If it's not, then get in to see why the eye is not performing the tears that you need to lubricate your eyes.
Obviously, there's some basics here. Quit smoking. Don't rub your eyes because that can make it worse. Wear protective eyewear. Those are all obvious things. But what do we know about treatments? Are treatments like everything else in health getting better?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you look at cornea right now, cornea transplants right now. We're doing, you know, gazillion of them. We look at cataracts and we have, you know, artificial lens. The Gore company is right now actually looking at an artificial cornea. So, you know, our goal is going to be to keep people's vision as long as we possibly can, because we know as they age, if we can keep seniors with good eyesight, their cognitive abilities improve, their social aspects of their life improve, they're not as isolated, and it's great for their quality of life as well as their quantity of life.
One of the texters says, is there a link with sudden loss of peripheral vision and stroke?
There's a link with peripheral vision and glaucoma. Oh. So if anybody loses their peripheral vision, definitely get in to make sure that your eye pressures are checked. Sometimes you can lose that, then the glaucoma like will subside for a little bit. But if that has happened to you, definitely get in. People that lose their central vision, we're more concerned about the macula, part of the retina, macular degeneration. So that's central vision. And exterior peripheral vision is glaucoma are the two things that we're concerned about.
What's
there.
Macular pucker?
Macular pucker?
Yeah.
I don't
listener
know.
Says, ask about macular pucker and how do you repair it? Mm-hmm. Dave, is macular pucker a guy in the White Sox?
No. He's in the system.
The old Mac pucker?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
You know, the big thing is macular degeneration. The macula is a portion of the retina. That's where the vision actually goes, right out the optic nerve at that portion. So as we age, we sometimes get a degeneration of that. Now, there's some medication treatments for it, but it's not a great thing. That's probably what they're working on the most right now. They'll do laser surgery to try to slow that down, but it's a progressive disease, and definitely if you have those symptoms, get in, because stopping the progression is key to remaining having healthy vision.
My dad's got that. He gets a shot in his eye every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah,
every 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah. So they'll give you medicine right into the eye, which you think is kind of creepy, but it's actually getting the medication to the right place at the right dose.
Your dad may be the toughest human being ever.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Good Lord. People asking about ophthalmologists versus optometrists. Is your annual checkup with an optometrist okay, or do you have to go to an ophthalmologist?
You know, I would say at least every 5 years get into the ophthalmologist. The vast majority of eye clinics now have optometrists working with ophthalmologists. The optometrists are great for getting you your right vision correction, so whether it's contacts or lenses. They can also do a great full eye exam. But I say all of you so often, go in to see the ophthalmologist. Right now, ophthalmology is getting to be like orthopedic surgery, right? We have retinal specialists, we have glaucoma specialists, we have cornea specialists. So really, if there's any issue with the eye, you definitely want to see an ophthalmologist probably at least every 4 years, and then see the optometrist for your vision changes every 2 years.
And a couple of texts about floaters in your eye?
Yeah. Floaters, you know, like Dave was just saying, you know, inside our eye is essentially, it's made up of, it's called vitreous humor, but it's jelly essentially. And as we age, that doesn't keep the consistency of jelly and it starts to liquefy. And when that does, it frees up some little portions of protein that kind of float. Not a big deal as long as you have a couple, but if you notice an increase in floaters, definitely get in. So if you say, gosh, I saw one today, now I'm seeing another one, now I definitely get in, because that can be a sign of an early retinal tear or other problems in the back of the eye. So floaters are okay unless you see them increasing.
And lastly, Dr. Kevin Most, President Trump looked directly at the eclipse a couple of years ago without glasses. Is that why he's blind to any sensible things?
Yeah.
Not related?
Not related, I think.
Okay. Yeah. But still a really bad idea.
So a terrible idea.
Sunglasses or a welder's mask. Thank you, Doc. I'll see you in a week.
You got it. Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine.